Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member by Avram Golda, and today we're Mesechus Yuma Daf Peches, the eighth parak Yom Kippurim, and the final Daf of the Masechta. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, on Daf Pezainam and Base, Rav said, Tfilas Ni'ilah Poteres Eshel Arvis. Ni'ilah exempts one from the Chiv of Mariv, meaning if one has recited Ni'ilah, he does not have to recite Mariv that night. Rush explains that this is because Rav holds that Ni'ilah is recited after nightfall. Otherwise, it could not substitute for Mariv. On this Daf, the Gemara teaches that the question whether Ni'ilah can substitute for Mariv is actually a Malchokas Tanaim, for it was taught in Braisa, Balkeri Tova Holach Adam Mincha. A man who experiences a seminal mission on Yom Kippur may immerse himself at any time until Mincha. Rabbi Yossi says, Koha Yom Kulo. He may immerse himself any time throughout the entire day. Rashi explains that according to the Rabbanan, meaning the Tanakama, if the person had the omission after Mincha, he's not permitted to immerse in the daytime for Ni'ilah, since they hold Ni'ilah is recited at night. According to Rabbi Yossi, the Balkeri is permitted to immerse after Mincha, since he holds Ni'ilah is a daytime tefillah, and a tefillah is required to recite the day's tefillahs. Point number two, a teacher of Brises taught the following Brises before Rav Nachman. Haroah Kerah B'Yom Kippurim Avonos of Mochlin Lo. If one experiences an involuntary seminal omission on Yom Kippur, his sins have evidently been forgiven. Rashi says that it's a good siman for him. He'll see offspring and live long days. The Gemara brings another Brise regarding such a person that states, Avonos of Sidurim, his sins are arranged for the Beis Din Shalmal, which presumably means he'll be judged for them. The Gemara answers that it means Sidurim Machel. They're arranged in preparation to be forgiven, which is understood to mean that they're being examined to find grounds to pardon him. And point number three, a Brice of the Yeshiva of Yishmael taught, Haroah Kerah B'Yom Kippurim Yidah Ko Hashanah Kula. One who experiences a seminal omission on Yom Kippur should worry all year long. Rashi explains that the Beis Din Shalmal may be showing him that his fasting has been rejected by using the only way to satiate him against his will. Although he was attempting to abstain from intimate relations, they compelled him to experience a resemblance of it. He's like a servant who came to mix his master's drink, only to have the master dash the drink back in his face. But if he lives out the year, he may be assured that he has a place in Olam Haba. Rashi explains that living out the year means that he has Maisim Tovim to his credit and is thus deserving of Olam Haba. When Rav Dimi came to Babel, he said, Mapishchaye Sage Maski, he will live long, multiply and multiply further. Rashi explains that this promise is alluded to in Yeshaya, as the Pasuk states, Yirazera Yorach Yamin, which can be interpreted to mean, if he sees seed, meaning semen, he'll see offspring and live long days. Yirazera has a double meaning of seeing seed and seeing offspring. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, Rav said, Tefilas Ni'ilah Poteres Eshel Arvis. Ni'ilah exempts one from the Chiv of Mariv, meaning if one has recited Ni'ilah, he does not have to recite Mariv that night. Rashi explains that this is because Rav holds that Ni'ilah is recited after nightfall. Otherwise, it could not substitute for Mariv. On this Daf, the Gemara teaches that the question of whether Ni'ilah can substitute for Mariv is actually a Malchus Tanai, for it was taught in Raisa, Balkeri Tova V'Holach Adam Mincha. A man who experiences a seminal omission on Yom Kippur may immerse himself at any time until Mincha. Rabbi Yossi says, Ko Yom Kulo. He may immerse himself any time throughout the entire day. Rashi explains that according to the Rabbanim, meaning the Tanakama, if the person had the omission after Mincha, he's not permitted to immerse in the daytime for Ni'ilah, since they hold Ni'ilah is recited at night. According to Rabbi Yossi, the Balkeri is permitted to immerse after Mincha, since he holds Ni'ilah is a daytime tefillah, and a tefillah is required to recite the day's tefillahs. Point number two, a teacher of Brises taught the following Brises before Rav Nachman. Haroah Kerah B'Yom Kippurim Avonos of Mochlin Lo. If one experiences an involuntary seminal omission on Yom Kippur, his sins have evidently been forgiven. Rashi says that it's a good siman for him. He'll see offspring and live long days. The Gemara brings another Brise regarding such a person that states, Avonos of Sidurim, his sins are arranged for the Beis Din Shalmal, which presumably means they'll be judged for them. The Gemara answers that it means Sidurim L'Machel. They are arranged in preparation to be forgiven, which is understood to mean that they're being examined to find grounds to pardon him. And point number three, a Brise of the Yeshiva Rabbi Yishmael taught, Haroah Kerah B'Yom Kippurim Yidda Ko Hashanah Kula. One who experiences a seminal omission on Yom Kippur should worry all year long. Rashi explains that the Beis Din Shalmal may be showing him that his fasting has been rejected by using the only way to satiate him against his will. Although he was attempting to abstain from intimate relations, they compelled him to experience a resemblance of it. He's like a servant who came to mix his master's drink, only to have the master dash the drink back in his face. But if he lives out the year, he may be assured that he has a place in Olam Haba. Rashi explains that living out the year means that he has Ma'asim Tovim to his credit and is thus deserving of Olam Haba. When Rav Dimi came to Bavel, he said, Mapish Chaye Sage Imaske. He will live long, multiply, and multiply further. Rashi explains that this promise is alluded to in Yeshaya, as the Pasuk states, Yerazera Yorach Yomim, which can be interpreted to mean, if he sees seed, meaning semen, he will see offspring and live long days. Yerazera has a double meaning of seeing seed and seeing offspring. All right, so now we go to Simra Daf Pei Ches, and our standard simon is a pach, a garbage can, a pach. So here goes. The Baal Keri hiding out in the garbage can because he was so embarrassed that he wasn't allowed to go to the mikveh after mincha because Ne'ilah was at night, was so confused when a sign came down from Shamayim that his sins were forgiven, together with a portrait of him in the future with a lot of offspring. So once again, in slow motion, the Baal Keri hiding out in the garbage can, that must mean we're on Daf Pei Ches, pach, garbage can. The Baal Keri hiding out in the garbage can because he was so embarrassed that he wasn't allowed to go to the mikveh after mincha because Ne'ilah was at night, which reminds us on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, Rav said, Tefilas Ne'ilah Poteres Eshel Arvis, Ne'ilah exempts one from the Chiyuv of Mar, meaning that if one has recited Ne'ilah, he does not have to recite Mariv that night because Rav holds that Ne'ilah is recited after nightfall. Otherwise, it could not substitute for Mariv. On this Daf, the Gemara teaches that the question of whether Ne'ilah can substitute for Mariv is actually a Machlokas Tanaim. So the Baal Keri hiding on the garbage can because he was so embarrassed that he wasn't allowed to go to the mikveh after mincha because Ne'ilah was at night, was so confused when a sign came down from Shamayim that his sins were forgiven, which reminds us that teacher Bryce has taught the flying Bryce before of Nachman, Aroa Keri B'Yom Kippurim, Avonos of Mochlinlo. If one experiences an involuntary seminal mission in Yom Kippur, his sins have evidently been forgiven. So the Baal Keri hiding out in the garbage can because he was so embarrassed that he wasn't allowed to go to the mikveh after mincha because Ne'ilah was at night, was so confused when a sign came down from Shamayim that his sins were forgiven, together with a portrait of him in the future with a lot of offspring. Which reminds us, a brice of the Yeshiva of Ishmael taught, Haroa Keri B'Yom Kippurim Yida Ko Hashana Kula, one who experiences a seminal mission on Yom Kippur should worry all year long, but if he lives out the year, he may be sure that he has a place in Olam Haba. Rashi explains that living out the year means that he is Ma'asim Tovim to his credit and is thus deserving of Olam Haba. And Rabbi Dimi came to Bavel. He said, Mapish Chaye Sagi Maski. He will live long, multiply, and multiply further. So once again, the Baal Keri hiding on the garbage can because he was so embarrassed that he wasn't allowed to go to the mikveh after mincha because Ne'ilah was at night, was so confused when a sign came down from Shemayim that his sins were forgiven, together with a portrait of him in the future with a lot of offspring. Hadron Olach Yom Kippurim, it was Slik Olah Maseches Yuma. Mazel Tov everyone for being Messiah Maseches Yuma, the sixth Masechta in this Daf Yomi cycle, grand total of 87 blot, with 87 simanim and 261 topics. May this be the beginning of a lifetime connection to the Masechta, facilitated through weekly and ultimately monthly reviews, B'shiv D'chav V'Esecha, V'rech D'chav V'derech, U'shavich B'chav G'mecha, and may we continue to be Matzliach, learning and retaining more and more, and ultimately make a kinyan on all of Shas together. All right, now it's time for a four-blot back chazara. Daf Pei Dalet. So the Siman Daf Pei Dalet is a launch pad. So here goes. The noble woman who kept her healing secrets in a rocket ship launch pad. Rocket ship launch pad? That must mean we're on Daf Pei Dalet. The noble woman who kept her healing secrets in a rocket ship launch pad, which reminds the one who feels pain in a sore, referring to a condition known as tzefidna, which begins in the teeth and gums and spreads to the intestines. We put medicine in his mouth for Shabbos because it's a safek nefashos. And the kol safek nefashos dorkas a Shabbos. And the need to avoid any possible danger to life supersedes Shabbos. And the word brings the incident of Rabbi Yochanan, who got a noble woman to share a secret remedy for this disease, which he then shared with the public. So the noble woman who kept her healing secrets in a rocket ship launch pad for diseases that needed 8 days of treatment beginning on Shabbos, which reminds us that one may be Machal Shabbos to save someone's life, not only when there's a possibility that he may die on this Shabbos, but even when there's a possibility that he may die on another Shabbos. And the Gemara illustrates this halacha with the case of doctors who assess the patient requires treatment for 8 days, and the first day is Shabbos, which will then require be Machal Shabbos twice. So the noble woman who kept her healing secrets in a rocket ship launch pad for diseases that needed 8 days of treatment beginning on Shabbos was distraught when a father discovered them when he busted down the door to save his son, who had gotten locked inside. Which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa that we tend to matters involving danger to life on Shabbos, even when it's necessary to be Mechal Shabbos, Mahazari's Harizim Meshubach, and anyone who's quick to be Mechal Shabbos to save a life is praiseworthy, and he doesn't need to obtain Rishus from Basin. If one saw that a child was locked in a room, And the child is very frightened. He may break down the door and take the child out. And the Gemara explains that this is permitted even though he intends to break down the door into pieces that he needs for some purpose. Daf Pei He. So the symbol Daf Pei He is a peh, a mouth, and we use a dentist. So here goes. The dentist, that must be one Daf Pei He, mouth. The dentist who was pulled out from the lowest level of the clinic that collapsed on Shabbos, which reminds us, as the Malach looks up to where on the person's body does one examine to see whether someone is still alive in a collapsed building. The Tanna Kamma holds up to his nose to see if he's breathing, and the Yesh Omrim holds up to his heart to determine if there's a heartbeat. We also learned that if one checked and found the bodies in the top layer of the heap to be dead, he should continue to clear away the rubble on the chance that those in the bottom of the heap are still alive. So the dentist who was pulled out from the lowest level of the clinic that collapsed on Shabbos by the dedicated members of the V'chai Behem rescue team, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brisa that presents several opinions regarding the source for the halacha, the pikuach nefesh is dochas of Shabbos. Reviewed said in the name of Shmuel that he felt he had the best source, the chai behem v'loshi yamus behem. And Rava compares Shmuel's source to the others and shows that they can all be refuted except for Shmuel's. So the dentist who was pulled out from the lowest level of the clinic that collapsed on Shabbos by the dedicated members of the chai behem rescue team resolved then and there to do teshuva, knowing he would also need next Yom Kippur for kapara. Which reminds the final mission of the Masechta states, misav Yom Kippurim mechapri mim teshuva. Death and Yom Kippur are mechaper together with tshuva. And the Gemara infers from this that they're mechaper with tshuva, but on their own, without tshuva, they're not mechaper. And based on this, the Gemara suggests that the Mishnah is not in accordance with Rebbe, who taught that Yom Kippur is mechaper even when the transgressor did not do tshuva. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah can even follow the view of Rebbe, for although one who does tshuva before Yom Kippur still requires Yom Kippur does not require tshuva. Daf Pei Vav, so the Simur Daf Pei Vav is polis. So here goes. The Chil Hashem polis, that must mean one Daf Pei Vav, polis. The Chil Hashem polis, who captured the guy whom all his friends were embarrassed of, which reminds us that one who bears the sin of Chil Hashem does not have the capacity to suspend punishment, nor Yom Kippur to atone, nor suffering to purge. El Kulon Tolim Misim Amrekos, rather all of them together suspend, and death purges the sin. They were asked what constitutes a Chil Hashem, and one answer was, anyone whose friends are embarrassed on account of his bad reputation, this is a Chil Hashem. So the Chil Hashem police, who captured the guy whom all his friends were embarrassed of, had him read the greatest tshuva poster, which reminds the Gemara brings several statements about the greatness of tshuva. Gadol tshuva shemevi oripos olam, greatest tshuva brings healing to the world, it reaches to the kisei hakavod, and gadol tshuva shezadonos natzol shgagos, when done out of yira, zadonos natzol zechuyos, when done out of love. So the Chil Hashem police, who captured the guy whom all his friends were embarrassed of, had him read the greatest tshuva poster, and advised him that he should reveal his Bein Adam HaChavero's sins to the assembled crowd. Which reminds us, we have a steer in the Pesuk, and one Pasuk says, Ashrei Nisui Pesha, Kisui Chata'a, fortune is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is concealed, but on the other hand, it's written, Mechase Pesha'av lo yetzchiach, one who conceals his sins will not succeed. One answer is that a sin widely known is revealed, but one not known should be concealed. Another pshat is that Bein Adam HaChavero's sins should be revealed, whereas an aver that is Bein Adam HaMakom should be concealed. Daf Pei Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Pei Zayin is a golden Pez candy dispenser. So here goes. The notorious little thief who repeatedly said he would steal another candy from his friend's golden Pez candy dispenser. Golden Pez candy dispenser? That must mean we're on Daf Pei Zayin. So the notorious little thief who repeatedly said he would steal another candy from his friend's golden Pez candy dispenser and then do tshuva, which reminds the Mishnah Daf Pei Yom Bei Steda Homer, Echtav Ashuv, Eima speaking beyond Olasu's tshuva. One says, I'll sin and do tshuva. He's not given the opportunity to do teshuva. And the reason why it was repeated twice is in accordance with what Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, the one who does an aver and repeats it, nasalo keheter. It seemed to him as if it's permissible. So the notorious little thief who repeatedly said he would steal another candy from his friend's golden Pez candy dispenser and then do tshuva had a major turn of heart and beseeched the victim three times with three friends, which reminds that the Gemara brings the halachas regarding appeasing the one that was wrong, such as appeasing him three times and each time he's accompanied by three people, and we're also told what to do if the person that was wronged had died. So the notorious little thief who repeatedly said he would steal another candy from his friend's golden Pez candy dispenser, and then the tshuva had a major turn of heart and beseeched the victim three times with three friends, and said vidui before he joined his family for the suda hamafsekes. Which reminds us that we say vidui numerous times throughout the day, and the Chum said that one should also say vidui for the suda hamafsekes, lest he gets intoxicated at the meal and is unable to confess. All right, that concludes the shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.